Yeah, this is the SIPOC methodology. And what I learned with this is going very fast to solutions. So that's the SIPOC diagram, and it's very commonly used in lean organization. And the S stands obviously for suppliers, which are feeding into a process. And the feed in, we call this an input, that's the I. Then we have the process itself, and then the process shall basically transform something into something. So it's generating an output, that's the O of our SIPOC. And then the last one is the C. And this is all we are doing our work for the customers. The customers, if they are internally, so this might be your next department, or if those guys are externally, so customers which are really real customers you want to sell your products to or your services to. And what I learned from this process is, in a couple of discussions, that even if it seems very easy to work with this, people have problems to understand that at the first place. So what I'm commonly doing is that I'm saying, look at your process as if it is a black box. Just try to understand, what do you want to achieve? So start with the output. Start with, what do you want to generate from your process? And if you have this, and often it's you want some kind of information from somebody at a certain time. And if this is the output that you want to generate, for whom you're doing that, this is basically the customer of this very easy process. Now, look, you have not at this moment in time designed any kind of process. You just define what shall be the output of a process, and the process itself stays in black box up until now. And you have something that you are generating, and you have already something that you can give to your customers. And if you have this design already, and if you say this is the process, what needs to go into this black box? So this is the input. What really is the information? What really is maybe the material? What is the resource that you would need to feed this black box so that it can produce the output that you want to generate? And for sure, you need suppliers for those inputs. So if it is a material, you might buy it from somebody all over the world. Or if it is information, then you might need to ask somebody to get it. And that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing about it. That's the whole, this is the big picture, basically. So without designing anything, you just say, I want this output. I want it for this customer. I need this input, and I need it from this specific supplier. And the process itself, which we put here in four steps at this moment in time, still stays a black box before you even start to design it. And I think that this high-level view on it makes it very easy for everybody to understand how this whole thing is functioning, because most of the people are really afraid of big discussions, of very deep discussions about what would be the next step. And now, if I'm doing here, what would be the next step? I need this, okay, but I don't get it at the right time, and so on. This is really at this level of discussion, not really necessary. This comes later if you really go into more details. But just to understand, if it is a very high level thing, you can design it as I said. Great, thanks. Colin, if you want to go to the next one.
Yes.
So this is a couple of advantages to this process view for SIPOC. Basically, you can, if you design it to the end, you can have a view of all activities in your organization with all the cross-functional flows, focusing on really what is evaluating activities for the customer. And that's what I tried to achieve when I said, let's really concentrate on what shall be the output of a black box. What is there for the customer? And then you basically can apply it to any type of organization. It does not matter if it is production or if it is service, if it is something else. You can basically apply those to all levels in your organization, and basically it gives a very high level picture and shows where value adding steps are in the process. So the black box that I described a moment ago basically is the value adding step. This is really the process. And basically it allows definition of a clear performance metrics that reflects the value to the customer. The output that you want to generate shall always basically reflect the performance that your process is producing for yourself. And then obviously it's managing your processes, and rather than putting together individual activities where you need to flip from one square to the other. And basically it also allows an end-to-end process improvement from your supplier all the way through your value chain up until you're generating the output and then out of the door to the customer. Thanks very much. Yeah, and here is another way of showing it. So there is no difference if you want to have the horizontal alignment of your different steps within the process, which might, for example, lies in one department, or you do it, as we have seen in the earlier picture, hierarchically. So basically you do the vertical flow